Jess Zimmerman was in Las Vegas recently, and while she was wandering along the Strip, she had an epiphany. It could have been seeing the pyramids, Statue of Liberty, Eiffel Tower, might have been the heat. But whatever the case might be, whatever inspired her, she suddenly had a great insight into Facebook. And she wrote about it in an op-ed recently posted on The Guardian's U.S. website. And in that op-ed, she says, Facebook does not want to be the new Amazon. It wants to be the new Vegas. Well, this got her attention, so we thought we would ask her to explain that. Jess Zimmerman joins us by Skype from Brooklyn, New York. Jess Zimmerman, welcome to KNPR.
Thank you so much for having me.
All right, so what brought you out here to Vegas in the first place?
I was traveling with a bunch of other writers, one of whom also wrote an essay, a very different kind of essay, about traveling with your female friends every year. We get together every year, and this year one of us was in Vegas for a roller derby convention, and so she came out a week early, and we ran around for a while before she had to strap on her skates.
Well, yeah, okay, I see. First you run, then you skate.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, from the sound of things, it sounds like you managed to get lost in one or two casinos. Is it true you really couldn't find your way out?
Well, it wasn't so much that we couldn't find our way out, although, you know, by the end of the week, we were, you know, kind of wandering around, sort of desperately trying to get back to the casino we came from. And we would hit the casino part instead of the mall part and be like, oh, a casino. Okay, we know what to do with this. Like, now I know how to get to the front desk. Like, now I know where I am. But mostly it was the fact that the first day we just didn't leave the hotel. Like, we didn't see the need to, because everything that we wanted to do was in the hotel. So we weren't so much unable to find the front door as we just weren't looking for it, because why?
What did you conclude from that about how the casino resorts are intended to work?
I mean, basically, as far as I can tell, the idea is to keep you in one place. And I think ideally playing slots or something like that. We were boggled by the way that you can smoke indoors, because all of us have, you know, it's been years and years since we lived somewhere where you could smoke indoors. But of course, you don't want people getting up from the slot machine and walking away so that they can have their smoke. You want to sort of keep people in one place. And so sort of the goal of the hotel that we were in was to have us be able to go to happy hour in one restaurant and then go get dinner in another restaurant and then go down to the casino and then go up to the pool. And, you know, we could have gone and hit a nightclub in our bathing suits on the way back from the pool. Because it's in the hotel's best interest for us to not try to go to other hotels.
Right.
We did realize, you know, we were sort of joking and trying to come up with other casino themes that we would do if we were building hotels in Vegas. And our best idea was, you know, because you have tiny New York and you have tiny Venice and you have tiny Paris. And we were like, tiny Vegas. You should have tiny Vegas, and each section of the hotel is like patterned after a different hotel. And then you don't have to leave the hotel even to go to the other hotels.
Sort of like the Russian nesting doll concept.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. And then from here, enter Facebook. The insight into this, I'm dying to hear a little more about it. How does this all resemble your concept with Facebook?
Well, so what Facebook is, the way that it's promoting this new buy button is that you will be able to buy things that you see in the ad or that you see in posts from brands or companies. You'll be able to just hit buy and you won't actually have to leave Facebook. And this is how they're describing it. They're describing that as though this is a benefit to you, you know, something that they're doing for the user. Oh, you won't have to leave Facebook. You can stay on Facebook. You can do your shopping without ever leaving Facebook. It's, you know, it's a one-stop approach, you know, one-stop opportunity. And of course, the person who benefits from that, you benefit from it a small amount because it is more convenient, the way that it was more convenient for us to not have to, you know, go outside of the hotel in between dinner and putting on our bathing suits and going to the pool. But mostly the one that benefits is Facebook, because you just never leave their site. And the more things that they can provide for you, the more minor conveniences that they can provide for you without leaving the site, the better off they are.
Well, one would presume that Facebook is hoping that many of the people who are on Facebook are their core impulse shoppers.
Mm-hmm.
So you think the buy button is going to help impulse shopping. But on the other hand, is that kind of a scary thought to you?
Oh, yes, it's definitely a scary thought. Well, okay, maybe scary is not the right word, because there has not, if there ever was a point at which I assumed that Facebook was a benevolent entity, that is long gone. So I realize I'm not surprised that their goal is to keep you on Facebook and to sort of eat as much as possible of the rest of the internet so that they can provide you the things that the rest of the internet provides you without you ever having to leave.
Mm-hmm.
And this was obvious when, you know, when Twitter started and Facebook sort of looked at it and was like, oh, we should do things that are more like Twitter. And now Twitter does the same thing. They look at Facebook and they say, oh, we should do things that are more like Facebook, because otherwise people will go to multiple sites, and we can't have that.
Now, Amazon has become the place to shop on the web because it's convenient, but it's also pushed prices way down. People assume they're always getting a bargain. Do you think checking up on your friends will be enough to drive people to Facebook to actually buy things?
Well, I think that the idea probably is that it will work because, not because people will go to Facebook to buy things, but because people will be on Facebook already. And if you make it possible for them to just instantly buy the thing that they saw, that little extra measure of convenience, you're not opening your Amazon page, you're not, you know, sometimes you have to log into Amazon, put in your payment information. Oh my God, that's so hard. So I think the idea is that if you put this capability in a place where people are already, on a service that they're already using, then they just won't leave to go get that service somewhere else.
And well, as you said, you lived that experience at the Golden Nugget one night.
Right.
It just all happened within the one building because it was so easy.
Yeah, the first one was the Cosmo, actually. But
oh,
we
the
did
Cosmo. The and Nugget, okay, yeah. And then you did the Golden Nugget later. Well, so Facebook's latest quarterly profits, they set a record, almost $800 million in net income, nearly $3 billion in revenue. Is this pointing the way to Facebook being as effective at lightening your wallet as, say, Las Vegas is from people in casinos?
that's a good question. I honestly don't know, mostly because I don't know that much about the business side of it, right? I'm sort of looking at the social engineering side of it, like the way that Facebook is manipulating your experience. But clearly it's working for them. And they are, you know, becoming a huge chunk of the internet. They are just taking over a huge chunk of the internet, like, you know, like some kind of malign amoeba. but it's the casinos that I thought made it obvious why that kind of thing is working. Because people do prioritize having a little extra convenience, even if it reduces their variety.
So you expect to come back to Las Vegas soon, or are you going to be spending a lot of your time on Facebook?
I can do both of those things.
Uh-huh, that's true.
I can do both of those things simultaneously. Although, actually, I have never lost phone battery life faster than I did in Vegas. But it may have just been because I was taking so many pictures. No, we had a great time. And one of my friends who I quoted in the article as saying that Vegas sounded like the world's best miniature golf course was freaking out the entire time. Like everything I told him, he was saying like, this sounds amazing. Like what kind of Shangri-La have you landed in? So I think I have to at least come back one more time and bring it in.
Jess Zimmerman is a writer in Brooklyn. Her piece explaining why Facebook wants to be like the casino resorts along the Strip appeared recently in The Guardian. We've got a link to it at knprnews.org. Jess, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you.